Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. This edition is entitled Ingredient Panels Unraveling the Mysteries. The scene is a familiar one. A kosher consumer who has been purchasing the same canned sweet potatoes with the OU for years realizes after a single day's shopping spree that the OU is missing from the product's label. The frantic consumer decides in desperation to examine the ingredient panel of the label and to make a determination of the kosher status of the sweet potatoes by virtue of reading the ingredients on the label. Sure enough, the ingredient legend states, ingredients, sweet potatoes and water. What could possibly be not kosher with this product, the consumer ponders. After all, the water is kosher and the sweet potatoes are kosher, and therefore all the ingredients are kosher. This consumer's dilemma is really much more fundamental and boils down to the following simple question. How reliable is the information recorded on ingredient panels? Can they alone be trusted to verify a product to be kosher? Or is there more to the ingredient panel that meets the eye? The answer is indeed that there is more to the ingredient panel that meets the eye. To be sure, not everything that's needed to be known about kosher can be found on the ingredient panel. The canned sweet potatoes is a classic case in point. Nowhere on the ingredient label is it stated that the canned sweet potatoes are cooked. This raises at least one major kosher question. Was anything not kosher, such as pork and beans, cooked in the same kettle or retort pouch used to make the sweet potatoes? If non-kosher product was introduced and cooked on this equipment, the sweet potatoes would also not be kosher, unless the kettle or retort pouch were properly kosherized before the sweet potatoes were manufactured. This critical piece of information is missing from the ingredient panel, and there is no way for the consumer to know that the sweet potatoes in question may not be kosher from just reading the list of ingredients. In general, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, does not require food manufacturers to make statements on the label relating to how food is processed or made. This information, though, is vital, as seen by the canned sweet potatoes, when it comes to determining whether a product is kosher. A second question of no less consequence relating to the cooked status of the canned sweet potatoes is the matter of Bishul Yisroel. Kosher dietary law mandates that certain foods be prepared by means of an observant Jew actively participating in the cooking process. The participation of the observant Jew in the cooking process is known as Bishul Yisroel. Sweet potatoes qualify as one of these foods that require Bishul Yisroel. Here, too, this piece of information will not be found anywhere on the ingredient panel, although it is of utmost importance in making any determination whether or not the canned sweet potatoes should be accepted as kosher. Aside from processing equipment, there are even several types of ingredients that the FDA does not require to be disclosed in the ingredient panel. Still, for kosher considerations, the kosher agency certifying these products would need to be informed of these undisclosed ingredients by the manufacturer. To begin with, there are release agents. Release agents are food-grade processing aids used to facilitate food manufacturing. An example of this found in the common household is a non-stick oil spray used for frying purposes. Although the spray is not used as an ingredient of the product, nonetheless, kosher law requires that any and all ingredients coming in contact with the product being made be themselves kosher. What holds true for the common household holds equally true for commercially manufactured products. There are a variety of release agents used to prepare commercial products. Banned oils, for one, are used by food manufacturers as release agents in order to lubricate the conveyor belt carrying the food as it is being prepared. These food-grade oil lubricants form a non-stick surface and come in direct contact with the product. While the banned oil would need to be reviewed for kosher purposes, a kosher consumer would not be able to distill this information from the ingredient panel. Divider oil is another ingredient that seldom appears on the ingredient panel. This oil is predominantly used commercially in the baking of breads. Commercial bread bakeries can mix a single dough for bread with the aid of gigantic sifters and blenders to the tune of hundreds of pounds. This huge mass of bread dough then needs to be cut and shaped into the smaller loaves of breads that grace the supermarket aisles and shelves. Cutting this huge mass of bread dough with precision so each loaf of bread should be proportionate is not an easy task. To assist in this endeavor, commercial bakeries ever so slightly coat with oil the huge mass of bread dough, which facilitates in the cutting of the dough. This oil for coating the bread dough is called divider oil because, as the name implies, it assists in dividing the huge bread dough into the smaller pieces of dough that form the individual loaves of bread. The divider oil must be kosher for the bread to be kosher. However, more than often than not, consumers will be hard-pressed to find this listed on the ingredient panel. Another food processing aid not required to be listed on the ingredient panel is antifoam. To understand the commercial importance of antifoam, one need only envision what happens when pouring a glass of champagne. Invariably, while pouring the glass of champagne, one encounters the phenomenon of the glass being filled with as much foam as the actual liquid beverage. This same astonishing spectacle happens in the commercial processing of such 100% naturally pure products as apple juice and maple syrup. As the apples are being squeezed for their juice, huge clouds of foam form above the apple juice beverage. To counteract this undesirable effect, a very thrifty amount of food-grade antifoam is added to almost instantaneously transform the clouds of foam into the beverage juice. This occurs, too, when just harvested pure crude maple sap is pasteurized before being bottled. An antifoam is needed to liquefy the huge clouds of foam that form above the liquid maple syrup. What this amounts to is that even with 100% pure natural products, such as apple juice and maple syrup, all the consumer will know from reading the ingredient panel is either 100% pure apple juice or 100% pure maple syrup. The consumer will not be aware of the addition of antifoam, since the FDA makes no requirement for this food processing agent to be disclosed. And what about the celebrated GMO, an acronym standing for genetically modified organisms? This refers to the technology developed by scientists, which allows them to insert in an organism, including food, a single gene responsible for a particular trait. GMO products have been given other names too, such as bioengineered and produced by bioengineering. Many times these single genes originate from questionably kosher sources. Unless the package or film states non-GMO product, a consumer would not be able to discern from just reading the ingredient panel if any of the listed ingredients such as corn syrup, oils, flavors, milk products, or colors, for example, are free from any GMO adulteration. And while we're on the subject of technology, consumers should be made aware of a very new technological breakthrough that boasts of being able to make plastic film used to wrap food from milk byproducts. As kosher dietary law prohibits the mixing of dairy and meat, this dairy plastic food wrap would not be able to be used to wrap deli meat, chicken, and the like. It is yet to be determined, but it stands to reason that the dairy origin of this new plastic food wrap would not be required to be disclosed on the ingredient panel. Probably the most significant leniency under FDA guidelines is the right for commercial food manufacturers to keep undisclosed in the ingredient panel any ingredient used in a product that measures less than 3 parts per million. Although ingredients less than 3 parts per million are for all practical purposes negligible and pose no health hazards according to the FDA, at times significant issues remain as far as kosher is concerned. Examples of this can range from chametz or leaven during Passover, to enzymes used to create certain products, to the addition of flavors in order to complement a product's taste. This leniency also extends to the common practice among many commercial manufacturers to the use of what's known as premixes to make their products. An everyday example of this practice is when it comes to a supermarket bakery department. In order to reduce time and labor costs, most bakery departments found in an average supermarket do not bake their breads, cakes, or pastries from scratch. Instead, they will use an unfinished powdered product, or quote-unquote pre-mix, which just needs to have water or some other minor ingredients added to create the batter or dough that will then be baked off. The supermarket bakery department, which wants to give the impression that their products are scratch-baked, under law is not required to disclose in the ingredient panel of the finished cake or bread the use of a premix. All it needs to disclose are those ingredients used in making the premix. However, after mixing the premix with water and some of the other minor ingredients, some of the ingredients in the original premix may now represent less than 3 parts per million in the finished product. These ingredients that have been reduced to less than 3 parts per million need not be claimed on the ingredient panel, although they could be relevant to the kosher status of the finished product. Supermarket bakery departments are not alone in this practice. Many commercial manufacturers, too, never make their products from scratch, but rather specialize in the exclusive use of the premixes they receive from the premix producers in order to make their product. Once again, the finished product emanating from these factories will often bear a label that will omit some ingredients found in the original premix by virtue of the fact that they have now been reduced to less than 3 parts per million. While we see that the kosher consumer very often cannot self-determine the kosher status of a product by just reading the ingredient panel, there is still important information that a kosher consumer can glean from ingredient panels. This information is for products whose packaging already bear a reputable kosher certification. As an example, it is recommended that kosher consumers become accustomed to checking the ingredient panel for products that are very often dairy, but are certified as kosher parv. Margarine is one product, which can either be kosher, dairy, or parv. A second popular product of this sort is mayonnaise, and a third in this same category is chocolate. Kosher consumers should make it a habit to check the ingredient panels on certified kosher parv, margarine, mayonnaise, or chocolate for the presence of such dairy ingredients as milk, whey, casein, or sodium caseinate. Don't be misled, too, by kosher-certified parv non-dairy creamers, as many non-dairy creamers are in fact dairy and contain whey or casein as listed on the ingredient panel. There are also ingredients that by their very definition imply not kosher, as is the case with lard and a red-colored dye called carmine. Also, a declaration of gelatin should be considered not kosher unless it is modified by the word kosher, as in kosher gelatin. A kosher consumer who spots any of these peculiarities on a kosher-certified product's ingredient panel should contact the office of that kosher certifying agency and bring the matter to their attention. The OU kosher symbol is an essential barometer for the kosher consumer that pertinent kosher information undisclosed in the ingredient panel have been properly addressed. As the largest and foremost kosher certifying agency, the OU meticulously develops systems to effectively monitor all areas that affect the kosher status of a product. This includes, too, critical information that is missing from the ingredient panel for the various reasons that have been discussed. Thank you for tuning into this edition of Kosher Tidbits. And please remember, when it comes to the highest quality of kosher, always check the package for the world's premier kosher symbol, OU.